Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has until tomorrow to convince the Greek parliament to accept Europe's latest bailout package. That deal, worked out in Brussels early yesterday, requires the very austerity measures that Greek voters rejected just over a week ago, things like higher taxes, pension cuts, and greater foreign oversight. But even with the bailout, how can Greece get back on track for the long run? Joining us now from Athens via Skype is Dimitris Doulos, economics and finance professor at the American College of Greece. And Professor Doulos, so far Greece has not been able to make fundamental changes to the economy. So how can the economy get growing again and not end up back at the table just 2 or 3 years from now asking Europe for more money?
Well, first of all, with the new deal, it will be very tough to grow at a fast pace because a lot of emphasis has been given to taxation. And as you know, taxation is austerity, and that makes growth very difficult. But the good thing with the deal is that it calls for several structural reforms, which are needed for the Greek economy. And I want to hope that because of the implementation of those structural reforms, we will have growth eventually. It's going to be tough, but we will have growth. And I hope that we're not going to reach the same point again in 1 or 2 years.
Well, what are the structural reforms that you think are going to make a really big difference in Greece?
First of all, liberalization of markets, because we have a lot of markets that are not competitive. And that makes, you know, it's difficult, distorts the operation of the markets and makes it difficult for the Greek economy to grow. And I think the enlargement of the tax base is also very important. I mean, everybody has to pay taxes, and which is not true today in Greece. Instead of raising taxes to the already taxpayers, it's good to enlarge the tax base.
Well, how do you do that, though? Because I've heard from a lot of people who are Greek that it's just part of the mentality for many people not to pay taxes. They take it, wear it as a badge of honor that they don't pay taxes.
Well, it's not easy to do it, but if I were the Minister of Finance, I would call the IRS, some people from the IRS, and ask them to give us the advice, to give us the know-how. And they would do it. I'm sure that they would be very happy to do it. So that's one very important structural reform.
But is it just about modernizing the system so that more transactions are electronic, so that it's easier to keep track of them?
Absolutely. I mean, here's a very easy thing to do. I mean, just make it mandatory for transactions above a certain amount, let's say 50 euros, to be only electronic. So that will immediately solve most of the tax evasion problem. But I don't know why, but governments refuse to do that so far. Not only the current government, but the previous governments as well.
Well, that brings up another thing that we've heard a lot, which is that there's just been a history over many, many years of corruption and refusing to deal with the real problems by the governments of Greece.
Yes, because the problem here is that the governments refuse to fight corruption and reduce the public sector and bureaucracy, because that is what keeps the public sector alive. They don't want to reduce the size of the public sector, because the public sector is the, as we call it here in Greece, the sacred cow. Hmm. And nobody wants to fire anybody or reduce its size, because these are the votes that the government depends on. So this is a very big problem. The size of the public sector is a very big problem. And I hope that with the structural reforms, the size of the public sector will be reduced, and there will be more emphasis in the private sector. I mean, jobs will be created from the private sector, not from the public sector, and growth will come from the private sector.
Well, let's talk about the private sector then. What is the industry that is going to help Greece get out of this mess?
To start with is tourism. Okay, we have to give emphasize the importance of tourism and try to help it as much as possible. I mean, what happened in the last 2 weeks, it was a disaster for tourism. We had a lot of cancellations, and the only hope that we had to grow this year was tourism, and things are not very, very well. I hope the solution to the problem happened in the last 48 hours with the agreement will help tourism to rebound and have a season that will be positive. better than last year.
And what about the youth? This is something we've heard over and over again, that the youth unemployment rate in Greece is right around 50%, which is just unthinkable. But how do you get those people either to work or at the very least to stay in the country? Because many of your smartest young people are leaving for opportunity elsewhere.
Yes, this is true. And especially during the last 5 years with the crisis, a lot of we have this brain drain in Greece, and a lot of even my students, I mean, they just go out for a graduate degree and go abroad for a graduate degree, and they don't plan to come back, at least in the near future. This is a problem. And I will say that again, that we have to create jobs in the private sector. So these people are absorbed by the private sector. So the emphasis of the structural reforms should be, I repeat, in helping the private sector grow. And it's not just the private sector, but we have to give emphasis on certain industries that can produce goods that can be exported, because this is our problem. We don't export a lot of things, right? We depend a lot on imports. So we have to start producing and exporting. It was because I do research on that. It was very disappointing to find out that in the year 2013, the vast majority of the new businesses were restaurants and hair salons and coffee shops, which don't produce any tradable things. So this is a problem that we have to deal with.
Well, how do you deal with that problem?
First of all, make it easier to start a new business. I mean, reduce the paperwork and help those new entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs that they want to start a business by reducing the paperwork and, of course, by financing. The banking system is very, very important in this case, to be willing to finance new businesses.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned over the last many years as an economist looking at the experience of Greece?
If an economy has a wrong growth model, like Greece had, sooner or later that model will crash, and you will pay the price. As a professor, I used to teach that to my students and explain to them that the model that we had in the 90s and the 2000s in Greece, the growth model was a wrong model because it was based on consumption. So this model has a limited life, and at some point we're going to crash. And unfortunately, I was proven to be correct.
Dimitris Doulos, an economics and finance professor at the American College of Greece, joining us from Athens. Mr. Doulos, thank you so much.
I thank you very much. Wish us luck.